sitting here trying to get pumped up on our intro music. Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yakety yak, don't talk back. Jesus Christ, dude, you gotta stop that.
I like it.
Is wrong with you, man?
Beer trays kicked in already. Little burpees.
Little burpees. Put it on Golf Channel. I don't want to see this shit.
Let's get a couple beer trays in. That's where we get started.
I'm trying. Been drinking beer trays. Did you get that, Danny?
Danny. Fix that, Danny.
We got effects we can analyze. How do we analyze?
We need some analyzation for Spectrum sure. Spectrum
beat finder, find clipping, label sounds, measure RMS.
Whoa.
I don't know how to do all this. But I'm clicking buttons.
I can't find any information on this. The next golf tournament, the Valero.
What do you mean? I think your mic needs to come up, maybe.
I might need to get closer to it. Actually, it might need to go up.
Try it now.
It might need to go up. That's a lot better. I like that.
That's because you like to hear your own voice.
Well, not necessarily. You're
probably standing in front of the mirror like,
it's still, OB it still from takes 19th. A little fucking use.
I know you do.
With my fingers pointed.
Yeah. Shooter!
Shooter! Hey. Happy Gilmore 2's coming out.
Oh, I know.
I just seen Shooter on a commercial. Did you see it? I think it's...
I can hear you echoing through my microphone. Whoa.
Oh, stop it.
It's because I got you too loud.
There's no way. I think it's because we're closer now.
Why don't you back the fuck away from me then?
I'm as far as I can go. But, I mean, what do you want me to do? You can go that way, too.
No. I can't go this way because the door will open in to the seat.
We need fucking Bluetooth headsets or, like, longer cords or something.
Longer cords for what?
So we can sit farther away. Fuck, we can move the desks in a different position.
How are we going to move it in a different position?
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Hey, it's a great idea. They need to be in a different spot. Yours needs to be back that way.
Move back probably 6 inches. Actually,
is that a C dizzle? Six actually, inches?
I'll get closer to my little heater here.
It's true.
Oh, deliver. Tell us how.
Or we can spin them. Maybe we put one under this TV over here.
Well, then how are we going to see the TV? We have to move the TV.
That's true. I don't know. Just get rid of the desk. Of a chair.
And just stand. Hey. Motherfucker. Why are you looking at me?
Yellow. What's going on, Smish Mosh?
Smish Mosh. Just now starting to feel better. Where you sick from? You had the butt flu?
Stomach flu.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Puking and shitting every fucking
day. Oh, man.
You all right, buddy?
Fucking terrible, bro.
You okay?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Need a little pat on the butt. Did you get better, buddy?
I accidentally picked up one of your phone wires. I thought it was mine. I thought it was an iPhone one. It's just a mini USB one.
Is it a big, long, white one?
No.
Oh.
It's just a little black one.
No, I think that's the one you picked up in the yard.
That when, yeah, was he laying down in the yard tired?
Like no.
He wasn't laying
picked
in
it up in the yard.
You ready to get to work? We got a whole roof we got to replace tomorrow.
Podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're live.
Right on.
Oh, glad you're feeling better, buddy. You need to get a...
Get on that podcast.
All right. Get a tampoon for that man, Josh.
Get a tampoon. Hey, Josh.
Get a tampoon.
Josh. Yeah.
Both ends?
Whoa.
Both ends.
Golly.
Super plus.
I don't know how that feels, having it coming out both ends.
It's probably from drinking that Kentucky water.
That's great. That's good stuff. All right, buddy. I'll talk at you.
And that was Smish Mosh. We are live on the 19th hole. Out of bounds here on the 19th hole.
Those are my normal phone calls.
Yeah. Smish Mosh. Smish Mosh. Put your shit on silent. We'll get this thing
shut
started.
Up. Severe stomach. You got anything to talk about? I thought you already brought us into this podcast.
No, I ain't brought us in yet.
Bring us in. C Dizzle. Cigarette went out.
Yours did?
Yeah.
Got them fail safe cigarettes on.
Them non gonna burn your house down cigarettes.
3, 2, 1. Here we go. We are back. Out of bounds on the 19th hole.
C Dizzle.
C Dizzle on the micro fizzle.
Ooh,
my man.
I like that. On the micro fizzle.
My man Jeff over there on the other side.
What's happening?
Hanging and banging, smoking heaters, drinking some mill trays.
Drinking some mill trays. We are back.
We might have had a couple mill trays deep already.
I'm going to tell you what, it's a crazy weekend, buddy, in sports.
Crazy sports weekend. Huge crazy sports weekend. I watched a lot of fucking basketball. A lot of upsets, a lot of golf shit.
Yeah,
we're going to get to a lot of different topics. March Madness for sure.
Toe picks.
Big game tonight.
Big game tonight.
Big game tonight.
What game?
You know what game we can talk about.
You're talking about the girls.
We will start with our annual weekend recap.
A little weekend recap.
Drank some beer trays. Didn't do much. It was an Easter weekend.
That's true. I hope you had a good Easter.
Yeah, well, my Easters are always, and we got into this last podcast, but I got to go to the West Side on Easter.
Here we go with the West Side.
Got a grandma that's 90 years old. That I get together over there for the holidays, like I said.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
That's only not the right really. Thing to do. You know, you're a grandson, and you got to get over there.
And I am the oldest grandson, and I don't see her enough. But it's always, it's always a fun. And you know what we do? Me and my wife just go over and just sit back and listen.
Yeah.
I have three sisters on the West Side and a brother that. I don't, you know,
they all still on the West Side?
They all still live at home, to be honest. I did have a sister move out, and then I found out the youngest sister moved in with her. So one's sister's in the basement at my dad's.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
40-year-old son's upstairs in a whatever.
That sounds about right.
It's West Side. But they get caught up on all the gossip. You know, you just sit and you just shake your fucking head, man. It, like we said last week, they're just different.
Different. Definitely different. Love it, though. If you love the drama, not if you love drama, but in my case, I love watching drama.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Or hearing it.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Same type of deal. I would love to sit there and just watch and listen, drink a couple beer trays.
And I don't like really going back over there, but I was sitting out on the front porch and on the back porch smoking some eaters with a couple uncles, and I had been at this is like a house that's been in there, you know, my whole life. I've been there 42 years of my life. I've gone there for everything. And the nostalgia of the West Side is different than the East Side, and there's nothing you can compare to it. I have generations that go back, and
yeah,
my parents grew up on the same street and probably made me in Enshoff Woods Park, you know, in some trail or something, because it's right behind our house.
On a swing set?
The West Side does suck, but I do like the fact that I do have...
It's not that it sucks, man.
I do like the fact that I do have that nostalgia in my life.
Come on, it's not that it sucks, it's just different.
It is different, motherfucking son of a bitch. That's in my backswing always, dude. Come on. How many times? I feel like you're doing this on purpose.
No, I got to answer this.
Oh, great.
What up, man?
I'm going to let you go ahead and explain why the interruption.
What do you mean? I had to take a phone call.
Yeah, take a phone
call. And we got guys out there in the field, man.
We do. That's why I said we should wait till after work hours. But whatever. The
problem is, I'll wait until after work hours, but you got that old man mentality.
I do.
I need to go home.
Some of us don't mind being at home.
I don't mind being at home at all.
That's funny.
I don't mind it as long as all the girls aren't bothering me.
As long as nobody else is there, love it.
As long as it's just me and the dog, I'm good. I'm good. Otherwise, you know, I'm
cutting a quarter of the grass.
Yeah.
So I've got an excuse to go back out there and do it again.
Oh, you make it a week-long thing.
I'm making a week-long thing.
I like that.
Because I'm trying to, you know, cross-cut it, you know, do all that shit. Really not.
Not too deep?
Not at all.
Well, not too all. Deep.
I mean, it could be dry for 2 months. And I would say, hey, it's too
okay,
wet out
folks,
there.
I quit. I'm getting ready to fucking throw my phone at this guy.
Yes, sir.
I didn't mean to call you, but I got you on here. Good. I'm just going to ask you a question. It's weird. None of the closets have closet doors. Don't they, like, have to have closet doors for them to consider them rooms?
No, yeah, no. We don't need closet doors. We consider them extra room.
Yeah. They take all them off.
It's like, you know, you've got four bedrooms in four dens.
Everybody's got their own.
Everybody has a den.
Because they're fucking huge.
All right, man. See ya.
Oh, boy. Oh, this was not going to be a good one here.
Why?
Anyway, that's what we deal with. We get guys to call and answer questions, and then you got to explain it to them 15 times.
Pretty much.
I like it. Anyway, that was my weekend. A little West Side Easter action.
That's good.
Caught up on all the gossip, and good to see my grandma still holding at 90, to be honest with you.
That's good.
Yep. Still good. What did you do this weekend? Here we go.
Did a little bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of work. Still working on that pond.
What are you trying to do with the pond?
What you mean? I'm trying to rock the banks all the way around.
Gotcha.
And then up there where the spillway comes down from the driveway, going to rock all that all the way down.
Rock on.
So I've been putting down a bunch of weed barrier all over the place. I'm trying to figure out a way to stop the rock from falling into the pond and me losing rock. So I came up with this great idea. I don't know how great it was, but I probably thought of it when I was drinking. We get me some drain tile. Maybe some drain tile, rebar stakes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get that drain tile down a little bit in that water. A little 6-inch drain tile. Put some stakes on the other side of it. I'm going to need about 22-inch rebar stakes. Go down in the mud. That way, when that rock comes down that hill, it'll just land right there on that rebar and that drain tile.
Yeah.
Right. Hold that rock up. So, yeah. So, I did a little bit of that. Of course, it rained on Sunday on Easter. Did have a good Easter.
It didn't rain at all on the west side.
Really?
I swear we had an Easter egg on outside and everything.
No, it rained where I was at, man. Mm. It rained till 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Then the sun came out. And it started raining again. Sun came out, started raining again. Had a little Easter egg hunt at the house. Old lady put out about 285 million eggs.
I like it. You got plenty of spots to hide it.
Well, she come back in after hiding all them eggs, and I said, you know, quick question. Did you count them eggs? No? Why? Well, I'd like to know that the money I put in them eggs.
Oh, you put money in them. You're that kind
gets collected.
Guy.
Okay. Because I want to know if there's an egg out there that has a dollar in it.
Well, yeah, you do.
She said, I didn't really think about that when I put that 285 million eggs out there.
That's
close
to a piece of Speedway pizza, dude. I mean,
yeah.
Did you find them all the eggs? All of them?
How am I supposed to know? Don't know. I have no idea. Hopefully.
That's hilarious.
Hopefully. But, yeah, I did that, and I laid around on the couch. Watched a lot of ball.
Don't you think Easter's kind of a weird fucking tradition to hide eggs and let kids find them? And Easter, like it's just a weird, like, who the fuck came up with that?
I'm sure there was a hare way back in the day that ran through something. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Turned into that. I really don't think about it too much, man.
It's weird.
I really don't.
You think about it.
I don't think about it too much at all. Shoot a bunch of kids with some Nerf guns yesterday because they got them in their Easter baskets.
Nice.
I laid on the couch and picked them off one by one as they ran past. Pow! Caught one of them in the eye. I cried for a minute.
You didn't kiss that. You didn't kiss the boo-boo, did you?
No. I didn't kiss the boo-boo.
He didn't kiss me. You don't kiss boo-boo.
Run to your mom. She'll kiss that shit. Suck it up.
Suck it up, Ethan.
Suck it up. Here's a bullet. Shoot back.
I did watch a lot of basketball, man. Good shit. Good games, dude. My pick Purdue's still in it.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Well, so what?
What do you mean, so what? At least I made it to the final four, shit. You went out in the first round.
So what? Shut up.
You shut up.
I'm so tired of listening to that shit. My pick's still in there.
I haven't even still said it. I texted it to you once and just said it right now.
Every time you text me about a game, all I can think about is that your pick is still there. And I know you're gonna remind me.
Yeah.
You're gonna let me know.
I think it.
Your pick's going down.
It is a final four. Good teams are in it. But I think the guy that's stealing the show is Big Daddy Burns, man.
You know he is.
My God. This dude is a stud. And he's not only a basketball player, he's got a vending machine business. He's got him a couple.
Kid does?
Yes, he does. He's got even vending machines.
That's
dude.
Good. Good for him.
I did some research on that, man. And
when did you start doing that?
I heard him mention it, that he was an entrepreneur while watching the game, and I was like, what do you mean he's an entrepreneur?
He seems like it. He's like he's got that personality.
This is his third stint in college, man. He played for Winthrop, Tennessee, landed here.
Wait, University of Tennessee?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't keep him around, huh?
They didn't keep him around.
But I thought he was too fat.
Probably did think he was and too he wouldn't, fat. And he probably has got the touch of like a fucking Steve Nash or somebody.
He probably struggled to lose weight.
Pass. I don't. It looked like he gained weight, dude.
Well, I mean, he probably struggled to lose weight for a team like Tennessee. They wanted him to be a certain way.
Yeah.
He probably struggled to make that weight. And
he's like, fuck y'all. I'll go somewhere else.
Well, that they wouldn't play him because of that.
See if he's got an NIL. We didn't check his fucking
NIL valuation. No, we didn't look at his. But he's probably got a $3 million valuation. By now.
How much?
By now, I'm sure.
Love seeing this kid, man. It's like
he just brings some joy to it, man.
He's got a different he's so damn swifty with it. He's lefty, he can pass it. I love it. And he's a big son of a bitch. Looks like he could be a decent defensive tackle or some fucking, you know.
Yeah.
We're on a college team or something. Like, he should be a two-sport athlete, which we've seen, you know, sometimes. But
I don't think this guy would want to do that.
No, why the fuck would he?
I don't think he'd want to have anything to
do with it. He's made the NBA just by playing in this March Madness the way he's been playing and averaging what he's averaging. And he makes it look so easy. He don't even leave his feet.
No, he doesn't. I mean, but he's got such a nice touch.
That's the thing, man. You rarely see a big guy with touch like
that. He's one of those basketball IQ guys who knows where everybody is on the court. He knows how to shoot over a defender or go around a defender.
I cannot remember like a big guy that had touch like that, dude. And I was thinking about it in like multiple sports.
Not that.
And the only thing that came to my mind, and I know it's not even close, but was fucking Butterbean. You remember he could box his ass off.
Butterbean?
Yeah, the boxer.
How in the fuck does that remind you of this kid? Because
he was fucking so light on his feet and such a good boxer also when he was big.
You're out of your fucking mind.
He didn't look athletic.
You are out of your fucking mind.
I might be out of my mind, but I mean, it's just, you know, you never, when do you see a big guy like that that can move the way? You know,
that moves like that. Not many.
That's what I was.
Here's
thinking.
The thing.
No, he's not nearly as big as Butterbean, but
well, he really doesn't move. Okay, the kid doesn't move. What he does is he has great awareness.
He's got good footwork too. You see the spin movies.
He's got good footwork, but he's got very, very good awareness of what's going on around him on the court. He can dish the ball like no big man can. I mean, seriously. The dude can dish the ball to open guys that are cutting down the lane and everything.
And the motherfuckers are playing my team next, which I'm scared.
It should be.
They got all the hype in the world, and it seems like right in my backswing. I love that. Thanks, Jeff. That was right for a birdie putt that time. That's a birdie putt.
What's up, man? You know, I'm trying to look up his NIL, but it's not showing anything here.
They do have to play Purdue, which I am scared about. But I haven't seen that guy play. I mean, he's played against some bigger guys from other colleges, but That one guy, Zach, man, Zach Eady, he's 7'4". And he can move pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty tough. Did you see his press conference?
He's pretty tough.
Where he said, you know, pretty much, fuck all these colleges that overlooked me. And he named a couple of them.
Yeah.
That they played against. That takes some balls, dude. I like that. That shows heart and determination, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Trying to make a name for himself. You know, fuck you guys. You didn't want me. I'm going to come here and do it this way. I like that.
Yeah, not to mention the fact he says he likes to get in there and bang with big dudes.
Yeah.
He says I play harder and better when I can get bang when he's in there banging around.
And I think
you got your work cut out for you, buddy.
He's got his work cut out for him.
I mean, Burns is no joke.
No, he's not, but Edie is big enough that he could have fucking 6-7 blocks.
Mhm.
Dude don't go up very high. Burns don't go up high at all.
The thing is, though, is this is why I like the kid. He doesn't take dumb shots because he knows he don't get up off his feet at all.
True.
And he knows a 7'4" guy is going to be able to block him. So he's not going to take those shots. He's not going to put Edie in a position to where Edie can make a ton of blocks. What he's going to do is he's going to get Edie off his feet. He's going to dish it to a guy that's cutting through the lane and just easy bucket. Yeah, boom.
They got momentum for sure.
Because in my viewpoint, because Burns can make a couple shots outside of the paint, yeah, what they should do is try to pull Edie out of the paint with Burns, make him work on Burns, and let Burns just dish it to smaller guys that are going through the paint. Because they'll tear him up. They'll tear him up like that.
It's going to be a good game, I think, man.
Your team's going down.
You want it to. What if my team wins? We didn't have to discuss, like, you know, what we would fucking
do. If your team wins, then UConn wins. Oh, the whole thing.
No, what if my team wins the whole thing? There's got to be some kind of
I would be surprised.
Reward for that.
I don't know what to tell you. I'll buy you some beer trays.
I appreciate that. You do that all the time.
Buy you some beer trays.
I like that.
There you go.
I appreciate that. I do. This is funny, dude. So I'm watching, you know, the game Saturday. And it, you know, it's dark. I leave the fucking back door to the garage open. I sit there in my garage, smoke heaters, drink beers.
Yeah.
Do my thing.
Touch
keep
yourself.
Hearing these fucking noises. I'm like, what the fuck?
Uh-oh.
And I got some beer cans that blew over in my garbage can in the backyard, and I heard a couple fucking beer cans make ting ting.
You know who that is.
And then I heard it in my fucking garage.
Ooh, in the garage?
Like behind my workbench and shit, like where shit's been sitting there forever.
Wait a minute.
Touched.
You're in the garage.
Yeah.
Ooh, creepy.
Creepy. Creep factor. And I got weapons all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
I grabbed the fucking 40 cal handgun and the fucking AR. I look like fucking Rambo. And I started laughing at myself. Like, what the fuck am I doing, man? Because I was kind of scared. I didn't know what the fuck was going to come out. Raccoon or possum or something like that. Because it sounded big.
Yeah.
Really big. So I just, you know, turned all the shit down and you're listening. And I hear it fucking going off. I'm trying to get out of the little back door. And follow it. It was a little fucking mouse. Still scared the fuck out of me, dude. I swear to God, I look like I was chasing a ghost or something.
Well, when they're fucking around in aluminum cans, it's loud.
That's loud. It must have been a couple or something,
dude.
And then I heard foot like steps.
Taking
like,
on their little feet.
Fuck, dude, that's not a mouse. The first thing I thought was, that's not a mouse.
That's not a mouse. That's too big. That's a raccoon.
I need some fucking weapons, dude.
And I'm going to tell you this. If it is a raccoon, you do need a weapon.
Or a possum, too, man. Them motherfuckers are nasty, dude.
Possums don't really bother me as much as raccoons. I don't like raccoons.
They can be mean, dude.
I don't like raccoons. Not just that they're mean, dude, but they got little hands, okay?
They got opposable thumbs.
I mean, if anything, they got the little hands on them that ain't human.
And they carry rabies.
I ain't worried about that. Them little hands creep me out. They fucking creep me out. And they can take a licking.
Dude, I knew people that has them as pets. One person in particular that listens to this podcast, one as a pet. I was fucking weirded out. I go to his house to do some work.
Yeah.
He had did some very shitty drywall work, dude. It was bad.
It was bad.
It was a bedroom.
Yeah.
I'm in there saying.
Don't let him do drywall.
No. And he'll tell you. And I walk into his fucking house.
Yeah.
And the first thing you see is this fucking big ass raccoon in like a big ass bird cage. I was like, what? What the fuck? I never, that was the first time I had ever seen fucking raccoon as a pet. And then they let it out, like, come pet it. I'm like, oh.
Whoa. Come pet it?
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
Did you touch it?
No. I did not.
Why?
I feel like some animals are not meant to be pets.
I want
to
know.
Okay? To be honest with you, a raccoon is one.
Do they have coarse hair? Like, is it coarse?
I don't know. I didn't pet them.
Is it soft?
It looks soft.
Be weird if it's soft.
It was crawling around on his old lady and shit. Like, it was a,
I guess when you raise it, since it's a little baby, it kind of
shout out little Mitch.
It's all it knows. All it knows is that.
It was weird. Never seen that before.
I had a buddy who had a squirrel as a pet. Now, that was fucking crazy.
I've seen that before, man. And they actually, like, can train them and shit.
Frankie. Called him. Wait, no. He wasn't Frankie. Frankie was... Was my daughter's ferret. Mm. Frankie was the ferret. Ralph was my buddy's squirrel.
Huh.
Freaked me out.
Yeah, it's a little weird to see.
Freaked me out. Let this son of a bitch out of its cage, dude, and it was all over the place. Everywhere, dude. I can't handle this.
Nah.
I can't handle this. I'm going to stomp this thing, or I'm going to get out of here.
It's not meant to be a pet.
And it would come up on his, it would go on his shoulder and in his pocket.
Staticky is in
there. I don't know what's going on. Danny fucked this shit up. Fucked this shit. It would sit on his shoulder and then jump in his pocket. It's weird, man. It was like the squirrel man off, what the hell is that? Who'd Chong play? Tommy Chong was the squirrel man in what fucking movie was it?
I don't know what movie was that.
God damn. Come on, man. It wasn't a Cheech and Chong movie. He was a squirrel man in prison that took care of the one. It was fucking.
Alcatraz.
No. It's a funny movie about smoking weed with Dave Chappelle. God damn. Come on, man.
Oh, my. Where he sells weed?
Yeah, with the horse, dude. Butter stuff.
What the fuck?
Butternuts, butter stuff.
I remember his old black ass was how he identified himself in the store. You remember me? And he shows him his ass. Oh, it's old black ass.
Yeah.
Same movie? I don't remember the movie.
Come on, man. And they had a Rottweiler.
Yeah. Got it high. At
Killer. Killer.
Is it Happy Day?
Killer. Killer has stories, man. He's been places. Tell you this time Duke about Killer. He's
like, Fuck you. I like you. Fuck you. I'm out.
You're cool.
I'm out.
Yeah, did a lot of that. Fuck. I forget the name of that.
Oh, how do we get here?
Wow.
Let's get back on.
I have
topic
no idea.
Here.
Hey, I do.
Oh, we started talking about the animal.
Hold on now. That's I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out.
Okay.
To the few folks who have sent us emails, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
we
you for that.
We appreciate that.
We don't like to say too many names on here. We do have a lot of viewers and followers.
We do.
Okay. But we will say little Mitch. Airhorn, I think it's a great idea. All right. If we could get Danny's ass in here to figure out how to get this fucking soundboard working.
I think we got it figured out. Like, I think we're going to figure it out.
We're
going
to put so many sounds on here, you guys are going to love it, okay? Because we're going to get this figured out. And I'd like to get this figured out by our next podcast so we can have all kinds of sounds. So if you got anything else besides an air horn, shoot us an email.
Yep.
Put us some comments in there on our YouTube videos. All right, let us know what you want to hear. We'll try to get it incorporated in there because we can do a lot of sound bites on this board. We just haven't figured out how to fucking do
it
yet.
We just bought the shit and we just kind of put it together.
Well, it's not like we just bought it. We've had it for quite a while.
Took a little time to.
We just don't know how to work it.
We don't.
Really, we don't know how to work it. And let me tell you this. We don't know how to work it so much that today we found 8 of the buttons on the floor.
On the floor.
And I had to put them back on, and that's why we may sound a little bit different today because we had to try to readjust, and I'm not too good at that.
No, we are not.
And
Chris
has no idea.
I don't want to know
how to make that work. He'd rather
just sound sexy. That's what I do.
So shout out to Little Mitch for the email.
Shout out, Little Mitch. Appreciate that.
And we did get we've got another viewer, another subscriber, Gary.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him in my life.
We mention him on every fucking podcast. My wife said that. She's like, you guys talk about Gary a lot.
But hey, shout out. We appreciate the good vibes that you're giving us.
Yes, sir.
We love hearing us. We love to know that. We'd like to know that actually there's people out there that give a damn and care and want to listen to some stupid.
And they look forward to listening. I get texts from people like, "Hey man, why hasn't Danny uploaded that shit yet?"
No offense, guys, but I don't know why anybody wants to listen to C-Dizzle.
That's hurtful. Sorry.
See, that's hurtful. Sorry. That's it was an easy shot.
Even though and most I went ahead of the people it. That listen to this are, you know, my fans and viewers. you do have one. Gary obviously likes you, but that's about it. Everybody else is here for the show, which is me. C-Dizzle. So, ready to represent.
If you're out and about and you're on the course this week, or you're going to hit it this weekend, coming from you, from Gary,
through
me, and C-Dizzle.
Remember to
hold the finish. Got to hold the finish, guys.
Got to hold the finish for sure.
Hold the finish.
And I'm glad that Gary brought that up because that is a very important.
It's very important.
Very important.
If you're out there, you know, you're 27 over.
27 over.
On a 12th hole, you've had 12 beers, 2 shots, smoked a few heaters, smoked a few other things.
Maybe hit a hitter.
Don't worry, guys.
Don't worry.
If you just hold the finish.
If you hold the finish, at least it looks like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't hold it too long, though, because you drank so much, you smoked so much, yeah. you got a little lean to your finish.
You might have a little lean.
Especially if you're out there and them tee boxes aren't, you know, where the we best tee boxes.
Where we play.
Yeah. 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 We'd like to play from the hills and the woods. Or the banks. The banks. The ponds.
The ponds or the banks.
If it doesn't go in
there's
pond.
No grass, and it's just bare, ass.
So be careful holding the finish, but hold it long enough so you get that picturesque moment.
Tight butt cheeks. Picturesque moment.
Picturesque. Like it's just like watching it on TV.
Because if you do hit a good shot,
you're prepared.
You're prepared for the club twirl. The end of the hold to finish.
You do. You do a little JT shimmy.
Little shimmy.
You do the JT shimmy. Oh, he went in the water. Just like me. Too bad.
Big game on tonight.
Big game.
Big game. And I can't remember, and because there hasn't been a time, where women's college basketball is so damn popular, man. It's huge right now, dude. It is huge. And I know you shake your shoulders and blah, 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 but you're one of the few that aren't hyped. I mean, I'm hyped to watch this fucking game tonight, just like I am the hype to watch the fucking men's, dude. Because there is good fucking female basketball players that are playing well, and they play at a high fucking talent level.
Okay. Cool.
That's lame. You have all girls in your... I mean, you of all people should be getting, you know, having your girls watch these girls.
Go ahead, turn it on.
You're not going to watch it at all?
I might watch a little bit of it. I don't know what that static noise is.
I don't know what it is either.
Danny's going to have to fix that. I don't know what's going on.
Your fucking beard.
Could be my beard hitting this microphone. No, here's what I like. I like the hype around it, okay? I don't know, whatever. I don't like watching it much, but I like the hype around it.
That makes no sense.
I like the hype. I think it's good for them. I think the hype is good. You'll get more viewers from the hype.
How are you not hyped to watch Caitlin, a rematch from last year's championship?
Because the only
shit talking. I mean, chicks are fucking meaner than dudes, man. Especially to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Dudes can get along and talk shit. Maybe even fight and be okay in a couple days.
I'm telling
you. Girls hate each other.
I've seen this one highlight of this chick getting, she had so much hair.
Yeah.
Getting her hair jerked.
By who?
The whole time. Probably Caitlin Clark.
No.
You're going to tell me it's Angel Reese.
It is. She was pulling the hair of the chick from South Carolina.
She probably deserved it.
Okay? Maybe.
She probably deserved it. Here's the big issue, y'all. C-Dizzle is a Caitlin Clark fan.
Well,
I am an Angel Reese fan. Okay.
I am not.
I never said you were against her.
Angel Reese fan. I think she's good. I'm going to be honest with you.
I think
that chick, Johnson, on her team is even better than her.
She's good.
What's her first name? We said it like 78 times.
Flo-J
Johnson.
Wish I had a name like that. Makes me think about my poops. Are they just Flo-J? Or make sure you think about these beer trays.
How they flogé just,
how they flogé
on Mondays. They really do, man. Today was a good day for some beer trays, I'll tell you. It still is.
I can't believe it didn't rain where you were out over the weekend, man.
Not at all.
That pisses me off. We I could have got a lot of
all kind of shit. Kids were out there.
You seem like a cornhole playing kind of guy.
I am. Pretty damn good at it, too. I'm a West Sider. I got that West Side lean. You got to have a little lean to her. Lean.
Guys playing the streets.
Oh, yeah. Play with the rocks if we have to.
Play with rocks if we have to. That's funny. You're fucking killing me.
I'm psyched about this game tonight. I know Jeff know isn't, but it's going to be fun to watch, man.
I'm psyched. I think it's great for the sport. I think it's great for these girls because, you know what? They're getting NIL money. They're getting tons of it.
We've seen how much they were getting.
And I really think it's good for women's basketball because, like we talked earlier, I really believe that the WNBA salaries should increase because the viewership's going to be more because these girls, you want to watch. I mean, you want to. Just like you said, you want to watch this game. Me, personally, I want to watch – I want to watch them play South Carolina because I want to see them fight.
I'll be honest. Whoever wins this game tonight is going to be playing South Carolina. South Carolina is good.
Dude. South Carolina is good.
They have that. And I want to watch them fight. Coach, she played in the WNBA. She's really good. I forget her name.
Yeah, she's in the commercials with Krzyzewski.
Yeah,
Maflack.
Yeah, Maflack.
Yeah, I forget her name.
But you are right because. As Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark go into the WNBA, those two teams are now going to have rivalry, and people are going to want to watch them play in the WNBA, especially for championships or in the playoffs. Absolutely. And hopefully that keeps continue for these girls. And you know, I like it.
I don't know what year Angel Reese is. I don't know if she's coming out of college or not.
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure.
I know Caitlin Clark said she was.
She's gone.
Why? I have no idea. I mean,
I have no idea either.
I mean, like
she's making $3 million.
$3 million NIL. 3.1 NIL valuation. Big sponsors. Big sponsors.
I can see, you know, if she wins this championship.
You're talking Nike.
You can't really do anymore. State Farm.
Miltrays.
She's with Miltray?
No. Oh, sounded good.
I really like her now.
You really like all that trash talk she does. She is a trash talking fool, dude.
Hey, you gotta be, man.
Trash talking fool.
I never was, and I'm, you know, but actually, I kind of was in the. We won't go into what league I played in, but for the couple of years, it was fun.
It's California Penal League.
No, it was not California.
You were same division as hey, there was Wild some Thing coming
there was
out
some
of
athletic people, man.
Wild Thing coming out of the bullpen in Major League.
It was fun. But, you know.
Yeah. California Penal League. Whatever. Uh-huh.
Did you watch this Texas Open? I know you told me about it, buddy.
I did. And I'm going to tell you this. See, Dizzle, you missed it. You fucking missed it, man.
I was at Grandma's on there. I couldn't see it.
There wasn't.
I was on the west side.
You didn't have big name players. You didn't have big name players finishing this out. I mean, you had Scheffler up there. Finau dropped off on Sunday. He was up there. But you had a lot of guys that were, you know, kind of the same thing that happened earlier in the year. You hit a lot of, was it early this year or early last year, whichever, a lot of first time.
No, this is still this year. This guy's first year.
A lot of first time. Man.
And he's been around a while.
And the last three holes was just, it was like I was driving 150 mile an hour down the highway, white knuckling it, weaving in and out of shit.
It was that exciting for you, huh?
I was pumped up.
I did. We'll watch highlights of in this last putt of Scotty.
Yeah.
I cannot believe he missed it. And I'm going to ask you a serious question here.
Mm-hmm.
You think it was because he shaved off his beard?
Ooh.
He went clean shaving this week.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't pay any attention.
Oh, yeah.
He might be on to something.
He went clean shaved this week.
You might be on something. You should.
He highlighted that chin again. And it might have, you know, affected him a little bit. I don't know.
The wind could have been cutting across his face a little
something
bit.
To think about.
Could have been dipping into that chin hole, pushing his face a little sideways. Which is face sideways when he's got that hair on there. Hey, it doesn't dip in that chin hole, that butt chin.
No, that's a chin hole. It's not really a... Yeah.
It looks like a butthole.
It's a nice chin.
Yeah, okay. Looks like a butthole.
Yeah. But you could... And you said you think he missed that putt on purpose, which I thought was hilarious.
I believe it. I think he missed it on purpose.
For what purpose?
I don't know.
Do that.
Probably because it's so hard to win... Four times in a row. I just, maybe he's got a thing. Like, I can't do it more than two times in a row.
I don't know. I don't think
that. If I do it more than two times in a row, then I'm
fucked. I think he just fucking missed it.
I don't know how you miss a five-footer by that far.
Especially the way he's been putting, it doesn't make any sense.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it was
nothing he did wrong. It was just the fact that he didn't have any
facial hair. Like I said. That hole in there could be catching some wind, pulling his head a little bit to the left or to the right. Next thing you know, he pushes a putt 6 inches to the right. Mm. You know all about 6 inches and to the right.
It does go to the right most of the time. You're right. I know all about that.
I know. You know, when that happens, there's nothing you can do.
I don't know about the 6 inch part, but it does go to the right. You're giving me too much credit.
That's a C Dizzle 6 inches.
That's a long six.
Yep.
That's a country six.
Ooh, inches. I like that. That's a country six. It's a country six. That's good. Great. Now it was good. The golf was good on Sunday. And it sucks because of March Madness and the games that were on at the same time. That's probably why you didn't get to see it. You know, you can say it was because, oh, it's Easter Sunday, it was my grandma's. No. It's because the game was on and not the golf.
I wasn't watching anything.
Shut up.
I was. Sorry, right. I don't.
Well, either way, a lot of people out there were probably watching March Madness and not watching the golf. But if you guys would have watched the last three holes.
Watching the Reds.
Ooh. You could have been watching the Reds. Ooh. But it's the beginning of the season.
Red legs.
It's Sunday, golf. You got 5 guys at 11 under. You got 2 guys at 12 under, and all of them were on the last 3 or 4 holes. And, I mean, anything could happen. And it did. Really did. How this guy won, he won because somebody didn't make a putt, which sucks.
True.
Because you want to win by doing something special.
Right. Like chipping one in.
You chip one in or you make a birdie from 22 feet out.
Right.
You don't want to see it. Really, you don't want to see a guy miss a 5-footer.
Right. It almost was given to him, you're saying?
That's why I'm on that hole. I think he did it on purpose.
He's German. What connection would he have to Schifflini?
I don't think there's any connection. I don't think Scotty Chin really gave a fuck. I think this is Scotty Chin and, you know, maybe he wasn't wearing the same socks as he wore last time that he won the tournament. And he was like, you know what, I can't win.
That sounds like horseshit.
I have to putt this 6 inches to the right. What do you mean it sounds like horseshit?
That's bullshit.
God damn, shut up.
He wants to win as many times as he fucking can. He just missed the putt. Right, it happens.
I was trying to give him credit.
No, don't give him credit.
Because you love him so much.
Why wouldn't I love him?
Because you always pick him to fucking win.
Who? Scheffler?
I figured you would jump on that bandwagon. That's why I threw it out there. I figured you would jump.
I only picked him once.
I figured you would jump on the, yes, he did it on purpose because he's so good, he doesn't care.
Nah, I'm not jumping on that. Sorry. Yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. You're wrong.
I'm right.
Yeah, when you're wrong, you're right. That's you.
Yeah, exactly. Which means I'm always right.
What do we got coming up next week before the
God, you know what you got, I don't like about these meal trays?
They go, you got pee?
I have to pee so much.
Probably because them tight-ass jeans you got on today.
You're probably right. They are super tight. They accentuate my ass.
Is that what you're going for?
I like to accentuate my ass.
That's what he's going for. I like that.
Because it's an acetal.
There is
not a no acetal.
No,
there's an acetal.
There you go. Both of them.
There you go.
Do not have that problem.
So I like to accentuate that.
I like that.
But it does make me have to pee a lot, especially these meal trays. When you drink the meal trays and you got the tight pants on, got my tight pants on.
That's why we had to turn his mic all the way up.
Fuck you.
We'll tighten it in the nether regions.
Like to keep everything real tight in there.
Real taut.
Steamy.
I want everything in one place.
That's right.
I don't want it to move.
Why would I want it to move?
Mm.
I don't want it to move because then next thing you know, what's going to happen? Go ahead. Tell us that story. Tell us what happened.
And what?
Oh, well, you sit on your nut.
That is true, especially when you walk around with no underwear on the weekends.
You
sit down a little too firmly, right?
Too firmly.
Might have pinched the right one, man. And he's still a little sore, to be honest with you. That's when you know you're getting fucking old.
That's how you know you're getting old.
Sitting on balls.
Sitting on a saggy ball sack.
Man, so I just went and put underwear on it. Like, fuck. I'm going to end up in tidy whities here soon, man.
Yes.
Bring back the tidy whities.
Bring back the tidy whities.
That went out pretty quick. Man, they were so fucking uncomfortable.
Horrible.
God almighty. And they wore them for years.
Years, dude. Then they went to
boxers. Then everything just flapped around.
You remember the 1 minute's underwear? Like the fucking bikini cuts.
Oh, shit. God damn. The sexy ones. That's the bikini cut. There's still old guys out there, and probably younger still guys wearing that. Still wear them.
Still wearing it because they started wearing them, and they just can't stop.
They can't stop.
Sexy.
Like the tidy whities. Jesus Christ.
She feels so good in those bikinis.
You know what's weird about them is my grandma on the west side over there, but you would clean their house on Sunday after church or whatever when you stayed over there. Yeah. And it would normally be the rags you would use would be grandpa's old cut-up underwear.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. Oh, shit. That's good.
Yeah. Rub some pine saw on that. Grandpa's old underwear. Get rid of that dust.
The only thing that left is the elastic band.
Elastic band was, that's how you knew they were underwear. It said Fruit of Loom over
the top. And it had the two colored stripes, the three colored stripes on the band. I think
it was fucking yellow and blue.
Yeah, baby.
Grandpa's old underwear. That's how you knew. Dust rags.
That's how you knew. These were the dust rags. They didn't have nothing else left in that
they
underwear.
They used everything, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like it is now.
Definitely not. He's going to miss his putt. Oh, we made it. Oh, you know what else you got coming this week?
What's that?
Is it this week or next week? You got the women's amateur at Augusta.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I'm not fucking set. That's you. Didn't you hear the clicky clicky?
No,
that's you. I can't text that fast. You're like a little child.
Well, that's because I can use both thumbs.
I can use both thumbs. I have opposable thumbs. I can use them.
Yeah, something's clickety clicky over there.
What is that? What's going clickety
clicky? Fucking mouse.
It's a fucking raccoon. Oh, shit.
That women's amateur at Augusta is always fun to watch.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, that's because you don't like women sports.
That's not true.
You don't like to watch it.
That's not true.
What?
I do like women's. I think women's tennis is very competitive.
That is fun to watch, especially when they.
Yes.
Yes. That's why you watch it. You left me hearing that. The way they hit the fucking ball.
That's not why. I just, it's competitive.
Yeah.
It's competitive.
It is fun.
And it's, there's not that big of a difference in my point of view, because I'm not a tennis player, between the men's and the women's. There's not a huge difference in what they're capable of doing.
Well, the matches are not as long for the women.
It's
2 out of 3 for the women and like 4 out of 7 or something.
Yeah, whatever it is, I don't care. All I know is I'm not trying to watch them jump and make it into a basketball hoop. And a 7'4" Edie can just do this, and there's not many women that can.
Tennis is a lot of fucking running, dude. I don't know if you ever played it, but it is a bitch.
Well, that's why they came out with pickleball.
Definitely.
So guys like you and I don't have to run around. And especially.
It is a lot of running, man. Especially tennis is a hard sport, man. It really is.
They'll force you to play with a partner in pickleball because it's just, I'm not going to play without a partner because I'm not going to run around.
Two steps to the left or two steps to the right.
Not going
to
happen.
Two steps back, two steps forward.
I've never never hit a pickleball, never had a pickleball like in my hand or anything, but it makes me think they're like hard.
It sounds like when it's you like hear it's a it, wiffle ball, like hard.
Like it's a solid, one of those solid wiffle balls.
I've never played.
I wonder if it hurts to get hit with it.
Like I don't know.
Because it's not bouncy like a tennis ball.
No, it's more hard, like with plastic. Yeah,
it's hard.
Maybe we should try it out, man. Shout out anybody who wants to challenge us to pickleball. We're fucking
We'll take
there.
You home. But look, I'm not going to get the paddles. I'm not going to buy the balls. So come with four paddles, come with a ball.
Come with a ball. We'll be there. We'll try it.
We'll try you on. Doesn't matter. Any day, any time. You'll fucking go down.
You'll go down or we'll go down on the fucking ground.
Yeah, well, we're not going to lose.
Let me ask you this. Are we allowed to smoke cigarettes and heaters while we do it?
I don't think there's rules against it.
I mean, we're not going to be moving much, are we? No. You just kind of stand there.
Fucking stand there.
Yeah. Almost like ping pong, but with a partner and bigger.
Kind of reminds me of badminton, only I don't have to move as much.
True.
Yeah. Shout out to that, too. Anybody wants to challenge us in badminton, you're done.
Shit. I hit a mean shuttlecock. You're fucking done. Dude. I'll bust a shuttlecock's ass.
Look, the fucking seriousness on your face when you just
I hit a mean shuttlecock.
All I can think about is nobody's going to drop us in badminton. Not the way this guy just said this. No. Nobody's going to beat us. So, yeah, if you got any takers out there, we'll challenge you. You've got a bet. You know, just let us know.
Let us know. We'll be there.
We'll be there. We'll be there. The stakes can't be too high. This podcast really, you know. It's not like that, guys.
No, it doesn't make any money. It costs money.
It's not like that.
We'll play for bragging rights or something like that.
We'll play for bragging rights or, you know, case of beer.
Ooh, maybe beer trays at the end.
If you smoke, you know.
Heaters.
Heaters. Maybe a pack of heaters.
Pack of heaters or two or.
Sleeve of golf balls.
Ooh, that's a good one. Any kind, any brand or.
So whatever I can get at Walmart.
Refurbished
pentacles, yellow.
Like that. Say practice on them.
Yeah. The range ball stripes.
Right.
We can get those. Yeah, we'll get you a dozen. There's a range right around here. Snag all those balls. We'll go over there to the legendary run and pay him $5 for a bucket of range balls.
And just put them in our bag. Just
bag them up. That's a good idea. There you go. I never even thought of that. Well, that's a great idea. How many balls I lose is probably what I should be doing.
Let's go there now.
That's a great idea. Too bad it's fucking raining.
Is it raining?
You just asked me if it's raining. You see the rain on the fucking windshield. That's fucking retarded.
Jesus fuck. Yeah, that's fun.
Normal.
That's fine. Let it air out.
I would. I mean, it's been sitting there stale.
It's a stale.
For a while.
It has been. It's stale smelling too, man.
Stale. Definitely smells like the last thing that was in here was an asshole.
Was an asshole.
Yoda yo, yoda yo.
That's all I got, man. We'll end this on this one.
Oh. Shit, I thought we were just getting into it.
Nah, we're not getting into it.
Oh, wow.
How long have we been going?
Not long.
Really?
28 minutes.
Your ass. That's bullshit.
All right, well.
Anyway, this was our podcast, number 8. We are out of bounds on the 19th hole. Remember, hold that finish.
Hold that finish, y'all. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. See us there. Give us some likes. Give us some comments. Send us some emails. That is outofboundscincy@gmail.com. We'll try to reference you on air.
We will.
And give you that opportunity, give you a little shout out. We appreciate all those that do give us likes, that do give us some feedback. It only helps us.
Appreciate the views.
Please check us out on YouTube and subscribe. It is April Fool's Day.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
That makes sense. No wonder you're such an asshole. See you guys.
Later.